New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Today is Thursday, July 1st, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life every single day, 5 days a week. It didn't used to be that way. It used to be sporadic. But we're trying a new thing, and so far, I actually don't know how long I've gone, because I believe I started back in May. So I want to say I've gone at least 2 months, maybe a little bit more. And I don't know. I mean, I think I've gone... I was trying out something on my soundboard, and I realized that when I did that, it just cut off the music. I'm still trying to learn the soundboard that I've been using for the past 2 years. But so I think I've been going about 2 months without fail. So we'll see how long this lasts. But it was brought to my attention that I actually said it was National Avocado Day yesterday. And I didn't actually give any information about avocados. I feel like I was amiss in my duties. And so here we go. National Avocado Day, ripe for the picking. Add this delicious superfruit to your menu on National Avocado Day on July 31st. While guacamole is grand, don't settle for just the chips and dip on this food holiday. Since avocado is so versatile, clear the table for the entire meal. It says they are more than a staple food in the American diet. They are proven to be a key ingredient in recipes for both inside the body and on the body. According to Haas Avocado Board, as of 2015, avocado consumption in the United States doubled since 2005 and quadrupled since 2000. In fact, a whopping 4.25 billion avocados were sold in the U.S. in 2015. So there you go. Hopefully, dear listener who told me that on Twitter, you are satiated with a little bit of avocado knowledge that maybe you didn't know. And there you go. So today is actually National Girlfriends Day. that's not very fitting for a gay man's podcast. But it does talk about friends. It says friendships is one of the most special connection in life. So there you go. I don't really have information about girlfriends, but do with it what you will. It says how to observe National Girlfriends Day. Today, let your gal pals know just how much they mean to you and how special they are in your life. Go out for lunch or a drink with a friend. Give a small token of appreciation. Go to that movie you have been waiting for. Reminisce about the past. Plan a future outing. Share your dreams over a cup of coffee, etc. You know, speaking of a cup of coffee, and my chair is squeaking. But speaking of a cup of coffee, I've been getting a lot of deliveries recently because I've been ordering all kinds of things for the Pride 48 event. So I ordered... I think I talked about this yesterday or day before, but I ordered Who knows? I've ordered lanyards. I've ordered bags. I've ordered lanyard inserts that we print people's names on. I've ordered paper clips and scissors and manila envelopes and Sharpies and all the, and Fatty for some reason needed a bell like you have at a hotel. He's like, hey, have you placed all your orders for the Pride 4? Because since I'm driving, I'm like ordering anything that you don't want to carry on a plane, basically. So he's like, hey, have you ordered your last shipment? Because if you haven't, can you throw a bell onto that order? So I ordered a bell last night. I've ordered bags for the raffle tickets. So I've had all kinds of things coming in. Well, today I get home and I have a box and I open it up and it's got two black mugs. And I'm like, why did I buy black mugs? And I look at them and I look and I'm looking and I was like, oh yeah, I ordered mugs from the Pride 48 shop with Pride 48 logos. But I'm so stupid. I was looking at these mugs and I'm like, where are the logos? These are just black mugs. And I was like turning, I was showing it to Mark. I'm like, why in the hell? I was like, I think they made a mistake. They just sent me a black mug and they forgot to print the logo on it. And so then I look really close and I see the outline of a Pride 48 logo. And I was like, oh, these are probably those mugs that they only show the design after you pour your hot coffee in them. So sure enough, I poured some hot water on one of them, in one of them, and it wasn't quite hot enough, so it didn't completely show the design. But sure enough, there comes the unicorn and the cool Pride 48 logo and all of that. And I was just like, oh, I'm so stupid. So I can tell you guys the color change or the reveal, whatever they're called, the reveal mugs are cool. And they're black, and then when you put hot liquid in them, the unicorn and the Pride 48 logos show up. So they work as expected. I did not read it. I just was like, oh, a mug. I think I'll order one. And I ordered two, so I think I'm going to give one away for one of my swag items in my show in Geeky Gay. I have some phlegm today for some reason. So I did want to go over one other thing here. I did get an email, and when I get contact, I really want to do my best to respond to it on the show. So if you tweet me or if you email me or whatever, you know, I'm probably not going to respond to you directly because I want to use that for content on the show. So I figure if you listen to the show, you're going to hear what I say, and there you go. So I'm going to respond to this here on the show. So I got an email, we'll just say from Tyler. I don't want to give his full name because I don't know. You know, Tyler may be in the Witness Protection Program, something like that. And so Tyler says, speaking of binging, it is official. I have listened to all of the episodes of Geeky Gay. I'm clapping. Yay, Tyler. Thank you. I know when you start out on a show that's already been going for hundreds of episodes, it can be quite daunting to get through all of them. And I used to do like hour-long shows. And so I know now that I'm just doing 10 to 12 minutes, they're going to be easier to get through. But anyway, thank you, Tyler. He says, it was a lot of listening, but I'm on the road driving a good chunk of my work week. You now have 5 to 6 listeners instead of the 3 to 4 you usually mention. I have a few more than 5 or 6, Tyler, but I only have a few that actually love me enough to submit content or to email or tweet or anything like that. But I have a few more than 6. I mean, just a few. He says, I now feel like I'm somewhat caught up on life since the Adam and Maddie show with a smaller gap. I started at episode 78 because I didn't find the older episodes. I also haven't looked into the other podcasts that you were doing. How dare you, Tyler? I'm going to have to look into that because I thought I had the entire from all the way back to 1 in my back catalog, but maybe the RSS feed got too big. Maybe it's stopping at 78. I'll have to look at that. So I'll look. I'm sure there are so many people who want to go all the way back to episode 1. I don't even know what episode 1 was, so who knows? My other podcast, well, if you don't like reality TV, then you're not you're not missing anything. Currently, I'm doing Butt First, which is a Big Brother recap show. You can find that at buttfirstpodcast.com. And then when Survivor's on, I do a Survivor recap called Survivor's Ready. And you can find that at survivorsreadypodcast.com, I think. I'm going to have to look that up, actually. Survivors. Yeah, survivorsreadypodcast.com. And so you can listen to those if you want. It's me and a bunch of other folks. Big Fatty is my co-host. And then we have a whole round table of different Pride 48 folks on those. He says, my statement was correct in my last email that it sounds like a lot has changed since I've lost touch, but it all sounds like it's been a change for the good. I'm excited to hear that you're getting into photography now. I'm now working as a photographer myself and doing fairly well. My focus is primarily real estate photography, but hoping and trying to branch out. So keep the photog chat coming. Well, thank you, Tyler. You know, I'm tired of photography at the moment because I took 3,500 photos on the trip. But I do plan on continuing, so hopefully there'll be more photography content coming up in the near future. Anyway, Tyler's from Texas, so I have a Texas listener. All right, Tyler, well, thanks for emailing, and you guys can email me as well. I'm going to go ahead and end it here. I have Annie tonight, so I have to go get my lips ready. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. To email me, just like Tyler did, you can email adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And to find many, many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly shows, you can go to pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.